There perhaps has never been a homecoming dance like the 1975 Cadillac Michigan version. The students and the entire town were surprised when that year they didn't just play music, they had a live performance by a very memorable group. It's part of our Best of 2024 series, and it's next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machine Repeat, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In 1974, assistant football coach Jim Neff began playing music by the band Kiss to pump up the Cadillac Michigan High School team before games. They went undefeated after playing the music, and the band caught wind of what was taking place. Jim reached out to Kiss during the 1975 season.
Kiss was playing in Kalamazoo. They had 3 days off after their concert in Kalamazoo. So I contacted them and asked them if they would come up and maybe make a personal appearance at our homecoming.
The band was open to coming up to Cadillac, and a discussion ensued about what should take place.
Finally, one of their managers said, "Well, why don't we bring the whole show?" That was really something because probably 99% of our students had never seen a rock and roll show.
So Kiss was set to play the show for the homecoming dance, but because of the band's popularity, Jim and a half dozen others kept that fact under wraps until just before the date. The band, of course, is known for their face paint, and the students reciprocated.
Every kid dressed up in Kiss makeup. Like Gene said, when I looked out, it was like I was on Planet Kiss.
Gene Simmons and the rest of the band played the homecoming concert that night. The gym couldn't hold that many people, but it didn't really matter.
At that time, the gym had windows we could open, so we opened them. We have reports of people who sat 2 miles away in their backyard in a lawn chair and listened to the concert.
Years have passed, but the memories have not.
Kiss has played all over the world. And if you ask Kiss fans, what is the one concert you wish you could have been at? And they all say Cadillac, Michigan.
You can even take a Kiss tour around town to see the sights and the markers, denoting the trip the band made to this small town. Traveling the countryside, in Cadillac, Michigan, I'm Andrew McRae.